It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, you can't see it, but it's in the studio, my little victory.
Oh.
It's something I brought for you because you had a really hard day yesterday.
Something you brought for me?
Yeah, you got emotional on the air. You were very vulnerable with the listeners. You opened up. I was very happy, but you had a rough day because of the death of your daughter, and you were going to get your tattoo, right?
Talking about our baby girl, Elsie. Yes.
So I was thinking about you and your wife and the babies. And I was at Hot Works last night doing my Pilates, and you know what's right next to Hot Works in Brookfield?
I do not, actually. No clue. Ah!
DZ, I thought of you and the wifey and the babies, and I got you four cakes from...
Three cakes
from Nothing Bundt Cakes.
I love anything Bundt Cakes.
Including two lemon raspberry for the wifey.
Wifey?
Yeah, you heard me. And then some more for you and the boys.
Thank you so much, man.
I thought
Why am I holding this like a baby? You saw the instinct?
It's yours. And I came home, and I had two for Owen and Hudson as well, so nobody wanted to fight.
Perfect.
I gave them two, and everybody was happy. So my little victory is I picked up Bundt Cakes for you and the wifey last night.
That is, honestly, that's my little victory.
Really?
Is that now I've got two Nothing Bundt Cakes to bring home.
I wanted to, like, make you smile first thing in the morning and be like, surprise cake! How can you have a bad day when somebody goes, cake at 6 a.m.?
You cannot.
Yes!
Physically impossible.
Yes!
My family's going to be happy sharing one Bundt Cake at home.
Better knock it off.
What are you talking about?
You better. There are four in there.
You only bought me two.
No,
you said two.
DZ.
I heard you say two. Play it back on the Odyssey app. You only
DZ,
said you brought two.
There's four. Aaron Quattro. Sammy Quattro.
Quattro Bundt Cakes.
If Sammy doesn't know four, he knows Quattro.
Dang it. Why are you so right, bro?
All right. We're going to be back next with the question of the day. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling decent.
You got a tattoo last night, and I cannot wait to talk about it today.
I shall do.
In honor of your baby girl, Elsie.
Yeah.
So it looks amazing, and I can't wait to ask you 1,000 questions, but it's going to be later in the show.
Later on. We got so much to do and get through first.
Yeah, but that's an exciting part of the day. So that's coming up today on the show. We will talk about your tattoo. We have more tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival.
TNT.
And we got the funniest. Am I the Jerk emailed? We're pulling an audible today. I was dying when I saw the Am I the Jerk that came in last night. And you're gonna laugh.
I think I missed it.
You did.
I must have.
Because it didn't come in on, it came in on Facebook.
I definitely missed it.
And I almost lost it when this woman said, am I the jerk for telling a complete stranger? And I'll just
cut it off right there. Say
I
less.
I lost it, dude. You guys are gonna love Am I the Jerk today. It's all I can say about that, okay?
You bring strangers into it,
so
it changes
funny.
The game, dog.
But we're going to start with the question of the day. So you ready to get into it?
First things first.
Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I almost made DZ spit out his water.
No spit take this morning. We gonna get there.
I told him right then what the Am I the Jerk is, and he almost spit out his water because I don't think he saw it coming.
She snuck it to me, and I said, huh?
I told you it's the best.
You know, I was good in the first half. It was the second half that got me. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there first.
Am I the
question.
Jerk's good today. Be here at 7:30 for that, baby. All right. Anyway, it's the question of the day, though, which I want to talk about your favorite iconic restaurant novelty. And the reason I'm bringing this up today on the question of the day is because I saw what's back at Olive Garden, everybody, and we all saw it. The Never Ending Pasta Bowl is back. They're doing news reports on it, for crying out loud. I lost it. I go, are we kidding? Hold on. Come on.
This is a big deal. You put some respect on OG.
Dude, Blake from WISN did a whole story on it. I go, you're kidding me right
Shout
now.
Shout out, Blake.
You're kidding me. You just did a journalist did a story on the Never Ending Pasta Bowl.
What's wrong
and
with the most newsworthy?
It wasn't even an advertisement.
It is the most newsworthy piece. Now, why are you big mad about the never-ending? It's never-ending pasta.
You know why I'm big mad? Because I don't eat pasta anymore, and I used to love it.
See, haters gonna hate, bro. And then I'm sure you hating on the bottomless breadsticks
as well.
The salad
rock with. I love the salad because I can eat the salad. But let me tell you something. I used to get down with the never-ending pasta bowl at Olive Garden. The problem was I could only get through like a bowl and a half, and you want to die. And that's how they get you.
I'll argue with you.
Well, fair enough. But I had a few good bowls of spaghetti and Italian sausage in my day. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it never ends. Oh, and when it's never ending, you just want to sit there. I'll loiter. I don't care. I really will.
You'll sit around all day, like my parents in McDonald's until they kick them out.
And I'm walking out with a bag of breadsticks. Yeah. You better believe it. Mm-hmm. They reheat just fine, especially if you got an air fryer.
Honestly,
yes.
That's what the boys did last night. They asked for extra bowls of rolls at Texas Roadhouse, and just so they could leave with a whole package of them, I promise you.
I guarantee you. You just said somebody's go-to right there. Rolls from Texas.
There's one. Okay, so no, but what's your favorite iconic restaurant novelty? Might be the rolls at Texas Roadhouse. Might be the never-ending pasta bowl at Olive Garden. You might be disgusting like my father and like the McRib. I mean, maybe that's your jam.
Hey, DZ. The McRib got a place in everybody's household, okay?
No, the Shamrock Shake does.
That too.
That does. Not the McRib.
For a long time, I was against it. You know what my go-to is?
What?
Red Robin.
Yum. Oh,
them bottomless fries.
I get down with Red Robin.
Big old thick cup.
They're so good.
Keep them coming.
I do miss the bottomless fries.
Just more and more and more. It's like when they're grating cheese on your pasta and you say, the waiter tells you, say when, and you just stay silent. Don't ask me when to stop bringing fries. When I'm gone. When I'm gone. And even then, follow me out the door and ask if I want one more fry, because the chances are, yes, I do.
Who texted in, it's 6:30 and I'm ready for pasta? Knock it off, you guys. You guys are crazy.
Big facts.
414-533-1037. Your favorite iconic restaurant novelty. It doesn't even have to be a famous chain. It can be something local that has something iconic. Maybe you want to call in and talk about being at La Fuente with the margaritas for all I care. Something iconic that you just sticks out that everybody will know. You know what I mean? The novelty item. What is it?
Don't get me started talking about Solly's Butter Burgers.
Hmm?
Don't get me started talking about Solly's Butter
Where's
Burgers.
Where's that?
Over by Sprecher.
Your place
close to Bayshore-ish.
Ooh.
Don't get me. Listen, don't get me.
Okay, don't start.
I won't.
Then don't start.
Y'all talking about pasta? I'm talking about butter. Listen, don't get me started.
Kayla in West Bend just said the Fiesta Lime Chicken at Applebee's. She lives for it. You guys are cracking me up this morning. I love it. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Dave Patrick wrote in and texted those damn cheese biscuits from Red Lobster, baby. Yes! Oh, I used to love Red Lobster for those.
Never been.
What?
I've never been to Red Lobster.
You're joking.
No.
You're joking.
I'm so serious.
Never?
Never.
On purpose?
My mom's allergic to shellfish.
Wait. You've never had the Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster?
Not that I could recall.
I'm almost heartbroken for you.
Did you hear me say yum? Do you see me reacting? You know how much I love food.
You guys, I'm in shock. We're going to Red Lobster today. I mean, I can't even breathe right now. I'm ordering it. I'm door dashing it here. I can't even believe you never had Red Lobster biscuits. That's impossible.
I'm so serious. Right hand to Bob. I don't think I've ever had them. Yeah,
I'm so sad for you. Okay, go to Zach and Pewaukee. I'm in utter shock right now. We're talking about your favorite restaurant iconic novelty item, local or, you know, chain. I don't give a damn, but we're talking about it. Hey, Zach and Pewaukee.
Hello. I'm going to say the steak quesarito from Taco Bell.
Ooh, my man.
So sad that they took them away.
Why do they do that?
When the nacho fries go missing, I hate it. The quesarito goes missing. I was like, what's wrong with y'all? It feels like they're teasing the market.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
They're trying to create a need or whatever.
Demand.
Yeah. All right, Zach, we're going to let you go because it sounds like you're
on a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle, basically.
Okay. No, I'm just in a loud car.
You say vroom, vroom. Hey. I drive stick.
But hope you guys have a good day.
Appreciate you,
too,
man.
Zach.
You too. Get a quesarito somewhere, man.
Yes. Bye. All right, let's go to Megan in Waukesha next on 4 and see what her favorite iconic novelty restaurant item is. Hey, Megan.
Buenos dias.
Hey, good morning.
Did you hear DZ say he's never been to Red Lobster?
Well,
Yeah, I'm kind of a little bit in shock.
Same. I don't know how I've known you this long and not known that, to be quite honest.
Why we gotta keep calling it out?
Because it's sad, and we have to take you.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I could go. My husband's deathly allergic, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like,
The kids would love the lobsters in the tank and everything.
I'm sure they would. Anyway. Listen, my mom was allergic, and now Aaron doesn't really like shellfish. I love seafood for sure.
I can't wait to get you the biscuits.
Don't miss it.
Oh, my gosh. Yum. All right. Well, Megan, you are a Starbucks girl.
Ooh. Yes, I'll admit it. Uh-huh. I am a big Starbucks girl.
So, no shame.
What is it?
I love it. I think it's called the smoked white mocha, but they don't do it anymore, and I'm sad because that it was like my go-to. It was so good.
Smoked white mocha. That sounds up my alley.
Smells and sounds good. I can smell it already.
It was like s'mores in a cup, basically. It was like Christmas in a cup. They did it for Christmas, and I'm like, what happened?
It was like gingerbread and cinnamon, probably.
Marshmallow.
Hazelnut. Yes,
I miss it.
If you say it into your phone enough, right? Smoked white mocha. Smoked white mocha. Smoked white mocha.
Maybe Starbucks will bring it back because it is almost Christmas.
You know, it'll be like, why are so many people talking about smoked white mocha?
Honestly, the way they listen to us and it pops up, do it.
How many times have you been talking about something just in casual passing with friends, and then all of a sudden you're scrolling through IG or something and you're like, an ad for this?
Just to support you. I just want to support you. I open my Starbucks app and I'm talking into the phone.
Smoked white mocha.
Megan wants the smoked white mocha back. Okay. Have a great day, Megan. We love you. Yes.
Love you too. Bye.
Kirk texted in and said the garlic bread from Mamma Mia's over by State Fair. Kirk, that garlic bread from Mamma Mia's is to die for. Garlic I know bread. Exactly what you're talking about.
Slaps.
He said, it's on fire. I told them to really soak in that butter. It's even better. if you like it cold, you can heat it up and eat it cold. No, it is so good.
Cold garlic
Kirk,
bread?
Kirk, I know that bread. Phenomenal.
Not cold, though.
No. How about we go to Mike in Waukesha next? He's now got his own theme song, you guys, and guess what he picked? Nelly Country Grammar.
Man after my own heart.
It's going. We're talking about your favorite novelty items because they brought back the Never-Ending Pasta Bowl, and the news did a damn article on it. I mean, we got a whole news story on it.
I respect it.
Yeah, Mike. I want to stay friends, so I'm not going to tell you my opinion on Olive Garden's food. But anyway.
That's all right. Anyway. It's fine. You can feel however you want to feel. Because they're going to be fine without you.
Touche.
No, but what's your item?
It's these Korean beef tacos from Phoenix Mobile Grill. It's like a smaller mobile taco truck in Waukesha.
Okay, Mike. Taco truck that J.J. Watt posted once and I saw him post it?
It probably is. He comes from my neck of the woods.
Want to give them an endorsement if he didn't give them an endorsement, but I swear I thought him.
You've seen it?
I've seen him pick up food from there. It would make sense.
Okay. Why else would it ring a bell to me?
I can't
really. Really good authentic Mexican food, and it is fantastically priced, and I can eat four of them, and I force the fifth one down. So.
Force the fifth one. Hey, when you force the fifth one, you know it's good, because you know you shouldn't in your heart of hearts.
It was Phoenix Mobile Grill. I found the article where he posted that he went there, because he's always going to all these local places when he comes to town.
Never heard of this place, but I do got to ask, if you're saying it's authentic Mexican food, why do they got Korean beef tacos?
It's a seasoning. It's not Korean beef. It's a seasoning type of thing.
Gotcha.
Korean tacos and burritos.
Yeah.
No, I get that it's like the Korean beef, but it's still seasoned Korean style.
It sounds like he also got a gyro when he was there. So they got American
breakfast. Oh, they have a ton of stuff, but that's just my go-to.
Okay.
Now I see.
It's not just a taco spot.
Yeah, and if you go there and you're disappointed with it, I'll pay for your meal, okay?
Two locations.
Mike said so. You heard him. Mm-hmm. We're pulling up.
All right, pulling up, Mike. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Later, man. Love. Peace.
Let's go to Carl and Indy quick, and then we've got a very special guest at the very end. I'm very excited to talk to. Hey, Carl.
Morning.
Buenos dias.
What's your favorite novelty item from restaurants?
The three-way Skyline Chili.
Oh, God, I got scared. I got scared there, Carl, when you started.
Big Up's Real Chili.
The three-way is basically a spaghetti on the bottom, chili in the middle, and cheddar, shredded cheese on the top.
We're all so hungry now. Mm-hmm. I really want that in my mouth. I don't even eat that stuff anymore.
And a side of Grippo's. There he is.
Yep.
I knew it was coming.
Phenomenal. Carl, thanks for giving your input today. You know we love you.
Yes. I love you both.
Peace, very much love.
Jaya and Muskego texted in and said, Honey Butter Cafe in Franklin, they have the little honey puffs at the table. Oh, yeah, those are good. I ate those before I lost weight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they're good? Mm-hmm. Can confirm?
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten honey butter before.
Mm-hmm.
Not for ourselves, but you know what I'm saying?
For other people.
Ooh, I've smelled it and I went,
Allie in Milwaukee said Chick-fil-A's peppermint shake. Bella in Kenosha said Mojo Potatoes. If you're from Kenosha, you know.
If you know, you know.
Okay.
If you can know, you know.
If you can know. And Karen from West Bend texted in and said the cheddar melt from McDonald's. You can text at 414-533-1037. Last but not least, pull up one of our regulars. It's a very, very big day for him. Shoop, our math teacher's on the phone. And guess what today is, DZ?
Crunching numbers day. Morning, Shoop.
Well, good morning and happy first day of school.
Oh, yay. Yay.
Oh, you are excited. Okay,
yay.
Good.
Yes, I have 134 students this year.
Wow, Shoop. They're very lucky to have you as a teacher and a mentor.
Did you double count to make sure you counted correctly? It's 134. You're the math guy. I'm not trying to doubt, but did you check your math?
No, that's actually what I have to do when I get to work. So, yeah.
He said I got
to
check my math one more time.
Can I tell you something? I don't know if we were on or off the air yesterday. Did you make this joke, DZ, or somebody else said, remember when the math teacher said we're never going to have a little calculator in our pocket all the time, and now we have phones?
I don't know, bro.
Who were we talking to yesterday?
That was off air.
I was dying.
Sorry, Shoop. I know math's important to you, but listen, we do got a calculator in our pockets, and I'm sure at one point you told people, no, we won't.
You can't have a calculator. That's never gonna happen.
Well, look at us now.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so they want to remain anonymous today. It's somebody we know, and we're going to allow them to be anonymous, okay?
Correct.
But they're having an issue with a friend and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and it ain't a girly friend. Well, nope. Not their girlfriend.
Not their girlfriend. It's a friend who's a girl that already has a boyfriend.
Correct.
And there's a problem. Okay, so we're going to listen, and then you're going to give some advice, and everybody can chime in at 414-533-1037. Okay, what's the problem?
Says, hey, Allie and DZ. So I've got an old friend from high school that I started to message with on Facebook recently.
Mm-hmm.
And after some back and forth, she said that she would be willing to possibly hang out, talk on the phone sometime soon. But then a few weeks passed, she had stopped messaging me until eventually she texted me back after I asked if everything was okay.
Ah.
And said that her boyfriend felt weird about us talking or even thinking about hanging out with me.
Well, and yeah.
Honestly, now I'm afraid that her boyfriend is somehow controlling her by telling her who she can and can't hang out with or something like that. Except this is just a friend from high school. How should I handle this? What's some good advice?
Okay, so for context, early 20s. Very early 20s.
Yeah.
So we're talking about somebody who got out of high school in the
past five years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he has a friend from high school. He thinks they're cool, but now she's kind of ghosting him, and he thinks the boyfriend's trying to control her.
Well, I mean, she said straight up, my boyfriend is uncomfortable with us talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this isn't an issue about you, my guy.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
This is an issue of the boyfriend's trust in his lady, right? And whether she maybe has some feelings for you, or y'all had something in the past that wasn't expressed in the message, all you said is an old friend, so I gotta assume that you guys romantically involved.
If they were not romantically involved, the boyfriend has no business telling her. She can't. If he doesn't like a guy calling her, it's on her to say we're just friends, and you gotta trust me. He has to trust his girlfriend.
But on the other
side, which makes it sound controlling.
I do understand not getting defensive, but feeling a little weary about being like, oh, some friend from high school is hitting you up
all the time,
wanting to hang out and talk on the phone?
Like, as a guy, you find that kind of stepping in your territory or what?
Not about stepping on my territory, but why are you so invested in checking in with my girl? Right? Like, she's in a sense, spoken for. So it's like, why are you?
Because they're friends.
Why are you, hey, how you doing? How's your day? Right? Not to say I'm a jealous individual, but if you were to say, oh, hey, you want to hang out soon?
Right.
You want to go get dinner?
No, you're right. I guess if some girl was calling my man every day being like, how you doing? How you want to hang out? I'd be like, yeah, well, what about, can I go?
Right.
Why is it just you two? And why call me?
You're touching upon my advice.
Yeah.
You want to hang out with this friend? Mm-hmm. I feel you. You can have friends of different sexes. Me and my wife both do.
Look at me and you. We're friends. I mean, we're family, but we're friends.
For real,
perfect
though.
Example.
Perfect example,
yes.
Right? You have to be comfortable, but you also have to have this understanding that you need to protect your peace at home.
You do.
Right?
You do, DZ. I'm not going to. Yes, that should come before any side.
Before any other
relationships. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. So that means he's out of line then, and he's got to back up if that's your...
Not exactly.
Oh.
Not exactly.
Okay.
I think you're cool. You were probably preceding this relationship if you're an old friend. Who knows when they got together? I'm just going to go ahead and assume it was after you ended school.
What if they've been dating for like a month and he's known her since high school and he's like, I'm not moving aside for some guy you've known a month. We're friends. Because I think of my high school friends, those guys are the most platonic things ever. I went to high school with, you know?
Well, not for everybody. Not for everybody. But my advice, bring them along. If you do want to hang out, if you do want to chat on the phone, let's all talk together. If this is really platonic, if you don't feel any romantic attachment, say, hey, bring your man. I got no problem with it. If he's nervous about it, come on.
Let's go take a phone call. I see they're all ringing at 414-533-1037. Let's go to one and find out what they think, and you guys can text in as well. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Hola, buenos dias. It's Rich in Greenfield.
Rich, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. All right, Rich, are you listening to this? So he's got a good friend from high school. He's in his early 20s, and she's got a boyfriend.
Yep.
And the boyfriend's getting upset that he's been calling, and what do you think?
First, I want to say that I do believe that he's absolutely crossing the boundary a bit with it.
Okay.
Just because, you know, the guy and the girl, they might be trying to get something serious, and they might be trying to look into getting, into the next step.
Yeah,
okay.
He's blocking the future. They feel like they can't move forward?
You know. So that might be something. Oh, there might also be something missing in that story. Maybe the boyfriend is telling her that because she might have told the boyfriend, hey, you can't talk to these girls on your phone. So he might be telling her.
Like she's saying the same thing to him, saying, well, you can't have friends that are girls. And he's going, well, you can't have friends that are boys. Or he's not saying you can't have friends that are boys. He's saying he doesn't want her talking to that guy. That is controlling. Telling someone they can or can't talk to anyone is controlling.
Right. Now, if you understand that at one point.
You can say, I'm uncomfortable with it, and they can make a choice, but you cannot tell someone.
Right. If you know there was feelings involved at some point.
Absolutely. You know, so I feel like there's a little bit missing, but from my point of view, I'm going to go with, you know, I feel like the friend might be overstepping a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like they should probably
step back and
take a step back and view them and be like, okay, you know, instead of contacting them and only trying to be more in their lives, be like, hey, you know, maybe I should talk to both of them together.
Let me talk to the dude.
Right.
It's making it more awkward.
No, not making it more awkward, but who knows? So, you might end up having...
Come to them as a couple's friend instead of just trying to be
her friend.
Yep. Yeah.
I agree. No, I agree.
100%.
For sure.
All right, Rich, that was good advice.
Difference.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. I will say that, you know, you got to be the couple's friend instead of just her friend.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's going to create a lot of tension and problems.
Animosity towards you, towards her, towards them. A lot.
Rich, appreciate you. Thanks for calling. We love you.
All right, thank y'all. You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Peace.
Ash from Milwaukee texted in and said, knowing the person from high school or not, she already made her choice by not talking to the high school person after her man said something. There's nothing you can do or say to change that. Obviously, their relationship is not that good that he can't trust her, but she's willing to allow him to control her. He will always control her no matter what. You can't bring him. He will always think it's more than friends reason will not change.
She did already start to cut conversations. Mm-hmm. And only after you
she's
said,
already
hey,
distancing herself.
What's wrong? Now, hear me out. If there's trust issues, if there had been infidelity in the past that they're maybe trying to work through, mm-hmm. and he's going, hey, I don't feel comfortable with you talking with this guy friend. You know, I don't, you've yeah. known him way too long. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I get it, but I still feel like that's control.
It is control.
I don't like it.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, we got a submission from a listener who's in his early 20s, and he has a friend from high school, and she's now got a boyfriend and is kind of distancing herself. They were friends.
Yeah.
He feels like she's distancing herself and says she can't be friends with him anymore because of her boyfriend.
They had reconnected until all of a sudden fell back off. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, it's because boyfriend said, mm-mm-mm. I don't feel comfortable with you talking to him.
A lot of people are having issues with this, saying he's being controlling. Let's go to Misty in Pewaukee. Hi, Misty.
Hi, good morning.
What's your advice?
I say no new friends. And you know what? This friend is not respecting her boundaries. If she said no, it's no.
Oh.
And I agree 100% with her boyfriend. If he's like, hey, I don't feel comfortable, that's just bad vibes. And if she's with her boyfriend, she's with her boyfriend. And if this is just a friend, he's nothing. Move on. But no, I don't like this guy.
Oh. But Misty, hold on. This isn't a new friend. It's an old friend.
They're friends from high school.
You probably predate the boyfriend that they have now. So
Let's say you're 21 and you have a friend that you've been friends with your whole life or whatever, high school.
Childhood friendship.
And now you're still friends when you're 21, right? A high school friend. And it's
you just
platonic.
Lost touch.
And then you're hanging out. They can't call you ever if it's nothing.
A little weird.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't get that from that letter. I got this. This friend is just lurking around now.
Oh.
Hasn't talked to her. Hasn't been in the picture.
He,
right?
He likes her. She Ooh. Thinks he likes
yeah.
her.
And
you're getting the
now,
like vibe, yeah.
You're getting like
Absolutely.
Vibes.
Correct.
Mm. Okay.
Because the boyfriend, like, he hasn't been around, obviously, as a friend. Because
and we
the boyfriend's
don't know-
like, who is this new guy hitting you up and wanting to see
right.
you?
We
All
don't
the
know
time.
What the messages say. We don't know what the messages say.
True.
This is true.
True.
I
don't know if he's
was-
being inappropriate.
Maybe they. Maybe he does. No. And they just didn't put it in the message that they do kind of like her.
They fixed it. So we would go on their side.
Maybe.
I'm
we don't know.
Right.
You know
right.
Well, you never know. That's how I would submit it.
Ooh, Misty, you throw me for a loop with this one because maybe. I'm not saying
maybe.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
no. We're thinking
no
now.
Friend.
We're thinking.
Even
nope.
old ones.
Bye.
But, fine, Misty. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Appreciate you.
Love you too, guys.
Bye. Much love.
That was good.
That was good.
Okay.
Hated to agree with it, but
I
you,
know.
We
but
really don't know. It might, depending on what the messages say, it might be the boyfriend guy. Hey, this guy likes you. Why does he want to hang out? Why is he trying to take you to the movies?
Right.
You know? Why
they
he
said,
want,
somebody
you know?
Said, what if she is just using the boyfriend as an excuse because you're doing too much? Move on, bro.
Also feasible.
Oh, man. Emily in South Milwaukee texted in, and she said, oh, my gosh. It's been 2 years since I texted in, but I had a really rough night, and you guys are making my morning better, and just thought I'd let you know I appreciate you. Emily from South Milwaukee?
Well, Emily.
I was going to get rid of your theme song.
No, I guess we saved it.
Well, Emily,
Shout
it has
Watsky.
Been a rough 2 years. We're here.
Yeah, we got you.
We love you.
We take
Call
care of you.
Call anytime. I
or
wasn't
text.
Expecting that.
Good to
or
hear
text.
From you.
Good to hear from you. Ariana's in West Dallas. She is one of the newer theme song holders, and she's on the phone. She picked Bad Bunny.
Buenos dias.
Buenos
Good morning.
Dias.
Good morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias. All right, Ariana, what do you think that this guy should do?
Look, we don't know more of the context of it, but I mean, if he really is a true friend, he should have been like, you know what? Invite your boyfriend, you know, to mm-hmm. make it too comfortable. So I agree with DZ because my husband knows all my guy friends and he's kicked it with him, with me. Like, you know, if I brought my husband around to make him feel comfortable because I would not want a girl just to hit her up, like, you know, like from high school.
That
out
I didn't
of nowhere.
Know. That I didn't,
didn't
know.
Know about
yeah,
her.
I need
yeah,
to know
didn't
her.
Know
and then it's
it.
Fine. Yes. Let me assess and make sure it's platonic and then have at it. Because I will be the judge of that.
You know?
Exactly.
But also, honestly, maintain the relationship too, because if there's somebody important to your partner, obviously you want to be a part of that person's life, right?
For sure.
Just respect that boundary. I think he should respect those boundaries right now, and we're saying like, hey, my boyfriend doesn't feel comfortable. We don't know how long they've been together. Maybe they've been with each other for years, you know, and he's actually speaking up like, hey, like this guy, like, step back a little bit. So she's respecting that, you know, for her boyfriend. So he's the friend, supposedly, that's a friend, should respect that boundary too.
It's as like, okay, you know, as a friend. As a friend, you should respect that too.
Anna texted in and said, if your boyfriend cannot accept the friendship, that's a red flag. Maybe they need to hang out and just show they're truly platonic. Overall, it just sounds messy and dramatic.
I agree with all of this. And I hate the fact that this advice doesn't make sense, because all of these are good options.
Oh, he's writing in right now and he said, we didn't have to keep him anonymous.
Then why'd you put you anonymous?
He said, you didn't have to keep me anonymous. Just keep my friend anonymous, but thank you. No, I don't like her like that. I just like her as a friend. Yeah, I probably never thought of that, but I should probably do that. Bryce and Racine.
Shout out Bryce, man.
Bryce,
now we know
you don't
who
mind?
It is.
Fine. We'll put you out there like that. It's Bryce, everybody. But we're not saying the friend.
No.
And now that you know who... See, and I actually appreciate it being anonymous, because when you know who it is, you start to be a little nicer.
Feel
I want you guys to be honest.
Yeah. Now you're keeping it a buck.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It still feels weird. I feel like bring the friend along, invite them to come with, show them that you really are only a friend.
Even if you just like her as a friend, Bryce, it sounds like you need to just back off and let them do their thing for now, is what I think.
This isn't Biz Markie. You really are just a friend.
Mm-hmm. 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm getting myself all worked up. You didn't see this, but last night, DZ, I know you were out getting your tattoo for your daughter, Elsie. We're going to talk about that. I'm very happy that you were able to get that done last night.
Same.
But while you were out getting your tattoo, I took the boys out to dinner, and I told Hudson that everyone was wondering, you know, where the robe's been, and I think that empowered him to then wear it to Texas Roadhouse last night.
I mean, the robe is basically his staple.
It's becoming his thing.
It's his thing.
It's his thing.
It is his thing.
His birthday is September 4th. He's going to be 12. I'm going to get him like an embroidered. I got to get him an embroidered robe or something.
There is no question.
He wears it everywhere.
Either robe or robe equipment.
Yeah.
Whether it's an organizer, whether it's a robe stand.
He's obsessed.
Robe drawer. I don't know.
He even wears the hood at all times, man.
I'm about to go on Amazon and search robe accessories. Just know. This man is getting robe everything.
It is his thing. He needs a robe endorsement.
I'm going to get him some robe memorabilia.
I cannot, dude.
Robe gang.
Robe gang. He loves his robe. So anyway, so I was telling you about dinner last night off the air, and I just had to tell you Hudson wore the robe.
Good.
And he's wearing it. Should I let him wear it to school? Because, you know, they start after Labor Day.
Not school.
I've told him he's not allowed to wear it to school.
Robe gang.
He's tried.
Not school.
Oh, and by the way, when I put the picture up on my Facebook last night, do you know what somebody commented?
What?
One of our listeners said, oh, I saw him at the movies on Saturday and he had it on. He was at his dad's. They went to see Fantastic Four. Somebody saw him at the Majestic and he was in his robe.
In his robe.
I wasn't even there.
Robe gang.
They're like, oh, there's Allie's son in his robe.
That robe is infamous, I'll tell you what, bro. Maybe he does need to wear it to school.
People are recognizing him at the movies.
As long as he's wearing the robe.
It's hysterical.
And taking it off when he gets to the lockers. Then
this
it's
kid,
fine.
He is so. He comes home at 3:30 every day after school and he's going to get right in the robe, I'm telling you.
Well, then he got to leave the robe at home, because that's
his
home
thing.
Yeah, it's like that's your Mr. Rogers move.
And for sure.
These kids don't know nothing about Mr. Rogers.
Nothing.
You get into your slippers, you switch your sweater, get into the robe.
Speaking of kids, I was laying there last night and we got a submission for Am I the Jerk and I almost fell over. I immediately started laughing out loud and moved it to the front of the stack. And I said, DZ's going to lose it in the morning when I read this. Like, he is going to lose it.
You did say that.
She signed it. She said it with her chest.
Oh, no anonymity.
No anonymity needed.
She
didn't ask for anonymous. So you guys are going to love this. You ready for Am I the Jerk? And then we'll do tickets to tacos and tequila. Then we'll talk about your tattoo. And then I have to tell you a story about a guy that tried to kill me.
Okay.
Not even joking.
Jerk first?
Not even joking. Okay, yes, jerk first.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You ain't even started.
I don't know if I can read it.
Do I need to read this?
No, because you'll never get through it. You're a guy.
Oh, Lord.
You're a dude. You'll never get through this one.
I don't even know what that means.
At least I can try to hold it together.
All right.
Am I the jerk for telling a stranger his butt cracks out? But wait till how she wrote this.
Okay.
Brittany from Kenosha sent us a message. She says, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling a complete stranger that his large and in charge plumber's crack was blowing in the breeze?
Large and in charge, bro? Why you have to put that? That's a lot of imagery. Okay.
Well, it gets worse. She said, I was at my son's sporting event. And I was blinded by at least 2 inches of fuzzy cheeks and butt crack.
Okay. Okay, reserving judgment.
I was hesitant to approach him, but my other children were at eye level and I couldn't resist.
Oh, the babies was out there staring.
I kindly went up to him and said, excuse me, sir, but your bottom is completely showing. He had zero expression and said, oh. So I turned and walked away.
He wasn't worried about it.
He didn't care.
He wasn't worried about it.
Should I have let him be, or was I okay for alerting him to the situation? Sincerely, Brittany from Kenosha. Mm. You know, I gotta tell you, Brittany, I've seen this 1,000 times. I've never had the guts to walk up and tell him that you are my hero.
I saw butt crack yesterday.
I'm going Brittany for president at this point. I mean, I don't ever tell people I can see their butt crack. I'd rather die. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling a stranger his butt cracks out. She's saying there's kids. They're looking right at it. How long,
eye
though?
Level.
Think about it. I'm picturing myself at a sporting event. Let's say, like, sitting on the grass on a hill. Let's just say.
And all of a sudden, you're staring at fuzzy
and
wuzzy wuzzy bear butt crack.
I can't see anything but a butt crack, and I just want to watch the game. And it's like, but I can't. And
why
now
are you
my
staring?
Kids are staring.
Why are you staring? The
How
game,
can you not?
The game ain't down there. The
it's
game's
so
up here.
It's disgusting. I can't stop.
The game's up here. Eyes up here, please. Why are you looking at all that cleavage? Why are you looking at all that beavage?
Beavage. Look, leave them alone about the hair, okay? Hair is natural.
Sure.
And you can't see it on your butt. So a lot of people don't even know they have it, if you want me to be honest.
And dudes got hairy butts, bro.
And that's what, yes. And so second of all, and some women do too. I'm not even trying to be gross. There's a reason women get waxed, okay?
Fair.
Second of all, it's hair. It's natural, okay?
It's
so
everywhere.
Let them live. But that part's being said, that doesn't mean it should be hanging out. You can get pants that fit, my guy.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, sure.
And your kids are there. It's just gross. Like, I think it's funny that she went up and told him. Is she the jerk? I don't know.
Whether you have a belt, whether the pants don't fit,
yeah.
Whether you notice or not, I actually think there is never a scenario where my butt crack has been showing or out that I don't already know or feel it.
Oh, you're saying he knew.
Has your butt crack
That's
ever been
worse.
Out and you not known or
no,
felt it? Thank
never.
You.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Was he crouching?
I'm usually paranoid. I'm always like, make sure my pants are off.
Pull my shirt down a little bit. So the people that let that butt crack ride, they just don't care.
They don't. You really think they don't care?
Sometimes you
Come
are,
on.
You're
Maybe
in the
we
moment.
Have to do a PSA to these guys and they need to go to the store today and go, you know what? I'm going to change my life and get pants that fit.
If you're caught in a moment, maybe they had a kid there at the baseball field. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were crouching, trying to do something. Maybe they
crouching.
Were busy. Right? Like, was the butt crack just evidently sitting there? Was the pants just sagging and they were just standing there willy-nilly not caring? Different. If they were in the middle of doing something, you're a little jerky for walking up and be like, hey, my guy, your butt crack showing. He knew.
Tanya and Kenosha said, would you walk up to someone and say your bleeps are out? No, jerk. I don't know. I would want you to tell me.
Not a stranger. I feel differently about a stranger
makes it different. Somebody said, not the jerk. I tell people all the time they're falling out exposed. It's nasty. Put it away. I don't want my kids to see that, nor do I.
If my friends and I are hanging out and we're like, ha, 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 butt crack, that's different. I'm not walking up to a stranger and going, hey, your butt crack's out, my guy.
Hey, somebody texted in, it's been a rough morning with a crabby 4-year-old, and then as soon as we said butt crack, he started laughing, so thank you. Butt crack,
butt crack,
butt crack,
butt crack, butt crack, butt crack, butt crack, butt crack.
Harry butt crack.
Ew, ew, ew. Too far.
Yeah, that was gross. I grossed myself out with that one. All right, so 414-533-1037. The texts are going crazy. The phones are starting to light up. The question is for the jerk. Is she the jerk for telling a stranger that his butt crack is out? She walked right up to him at a sporting event and said, yo, my guy.
Your Chewbacca's showing.
And all he said was, oh.
I don't care.
Aw, even worse. All right, we'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so this is so funny. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com with your moral dilemma. We can keep you anonymous or not. We don't care. Or slide into the DMs on social media.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
That's what Brittany in Kenosha did. And she said, am I the jerk for telling a stranger his butt crack is out? Because she was at a sporting event and she said there was a guy in front of them and just sticking out. And she was driving her crazy because it was eye level with her kids.
You kept staring, the kids kept staring, and you made it your business.
I am dying to see what the listeners think this morning. You know what? Should we start with Roger in Milwaukee?
Oh, snap.
I can't wait to hear what
we
he's going
to
say. Yes! He was a garbage man in Milwaukee for like 100 years.
He's seen plenty of cracks in his
plenty
day.
Of cracks. What up, Roger?
Yo, good morning. Good morning, Allie Deasy. And to my daughter, Melania, it's your second day of school. Let's do it again, baby. Miss 4.0. Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the OGER. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Woo! Let's go.
All these people back in school. I feel for you guys. My kids are not back till Labor Day,
for
baby.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah,
Miss 4.0 all year last year, Milani.
She's
Let's
your
do
daughter.
It again, baby.
Of course. Flex on them, that part.
Of course she's brilliant. Anyway, Roger, is Brittany the jerk for telling a stranger his butt cracks out?
Absolutely not. Key word is the kids was there. We're adults. We can look away.
Avert your eyes.
But the kids gonna recognize and say, butt crack!
Butt crack, butt crack. Hence why
they're
the 4-year-old.
They're gonna make a whole spectacle out of it.
Yeah.
So she just said, you know, hey, man, come on now.
Come on, the kids are staring right at your butt, yeah. man.
Your mom yeah. pulling your
and
pants
it
up.
It is a grown man's butt. So we are so crazy. Everybody wants to get so worked up about adults and children and inappropriate. And now you got a butt crack out.
Hey,
you're right,
we
Roger.
See a grown man's butt
we don't
crack, want
to see it. I don't even want to see it. And I'm a grown woman. No,
you bring up a good point that right. as an adult, as the parent, we could obviously tell ourselves look away, and we could tell our kids look away, but if you got young kids
and you don't want them exposed to whatever you don't want them exposed to, that's your choice.
But in a public sphere, right, as long as they're not really exposing themselves, there's, in my opinion, a little butt crack, that's not indecency. Come on now, let's be honest. This guy ain't sitting there mooning you.
No, but it's private.
DZ,
it's not like you see in my thug life, right? Like that's full moon.
DZ, not everybody has a thug life tattoo on their butt like you.
I disagree. A little butt crack, a lot of butt crack. I don't want to see butt crack.
I don't want to see any of it, honestly.
Fair.
Not even on a person with a nice body.
Not even a nice butt.
Honest to God, I'm good.
I really don't want to see. I mean, personally, I don't want to see none of it, but who cares? I'm grown.
You're an adult, right? You're saying she's not
away,
the jerk because of the kids. Fair enough.
Specifically.
The kids are funny. The kids are very funny.
Yeah. No, amen. Amen
to
that.
And they can be very rude without knowing.
True.
Second part. To my boy, Bryce. Bryce, if the boyfriend ain't feeling it, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Yes, Roger. Thank you.
We all want to be
Roger.
Respected.
We can't go back to what would DZ do right now. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk.
Roger.
I love you, Roger. Goodbye.
Bye. We love you, man. Bye. He be going back. He said, hold on, since I ain't
get on. I love him because he listens to the whole show, and the show is flowing. There's a lot happens. You need to listen to the whole thing if you want to know what happens.
Oh, we got continuation episodes.
Continuation,
this ain't one-offs, baby.
Yes, thank you very much. But Roger said not the jerk. All right, next up, how about Janine in West Dallas?
Oh.
Got her own theme song. In fact, we had a fight about it. We forgot.
But we got it.
But you can call 5 days in a row and try to get one. Now that school's back, everybody's going to be trying again. It's going to get hard to get in. Hi, Janine.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
All right. You heard Roger say, not the jerk for telling the stranger his butt cracks out.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Ooh, wow.
That's the jerk.
Is it because the kid's too for you or what?
Well, I just think in general, like, I get traumatized by this all the time.
Yes, thank you, but have you ever said anything, though?
I have.
I'm inappropriate, but I could never say this to anyone. No, thank you. No.
No, I believe it or not, I have this conversation daily because I work in the community.
Okay.
So I have it daily, but it's usually
people I'm working
with.
What do you mean in the community? Like, you work with plumbers? What are you getting at? Like, what do you mean in the community? What community?
No. Are you with the union?
I work with mental health clients.
Sure, okay.
Fair enough.
And I did not want to go there, to be honest, but what if?
Well, what if? Well, that's
true. I work with mental health clients in the community.
But this guy...
However, I applaud because I don't know if I always would have the guts to talk to, to tell a total stranger.
That's what I'm saying.
But someone I know or I'm familiar with, absolutely. Someone I have the conversation. Yeah.
Brittany's my hero,
Different.
Though.
Brittany?
Right.
She said, forget you, man. You didn't care about these kids? It's on. All right, thanks
but
for
I
calling.
But I had the conversation. We've even gone as far as we buy purchase belts for the clients.
Well, that's fair.
Suspender gang.
That's fair. You're like, here
right,
you go.
Here's a belt.
Hint, hint.
Hint, wink,
all
wink.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Janine. Not the jerk. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Much love. Bye.
Last but not least, Ashley's in Cudahy. She's a teacher. She must be back to work. All of a sudden, all these school people start showing up again.
Oh, look at you back.
Oh, you've been having a summer or something? Welcome back. Wake up. Hey. It's August 20th. What? Hello.
What's going on?
We've been here all summer. Don't
What's
know about you guys.
Going
but hey.
On? Huh?
What is going on?
Where you been? Huh?
And is she the jerk I've for telling a stranger his butt crack is out?
Huh?
What's going on?
What's the word? What's the word?
What do you think?
I say not the jerk because
no
at that point,
I love it.
Brittany is being your best friend
no
and
way.
Telling you
she's
your butt crack is out. Fix
to,
it.
She's trying to help you.
Or my kids are going to harass you.
If you ain't trying to get Austin Powers about my kid talking about mole, butt crack.
So wait, Ashley, you work. Exactly. I think you work in a high school, right? Would you tell kids if their butt cracks were out?
Oh, for sure.
You have to.
I'd be like, pull up your pants.
So then why can't we tell adults?
Because they're
exactly.
adults. You have some type of, not power, but like, guidance over a child.
Yeah.
Grown to grown. I'm not telling another grown man to pull his pants up. That's their grown man choice.
Mm. No.
Gross.
I look out for my colleague, too. I'll be like, guys, like, fix yourself. You're all out of shape.
Okay, well, then I appreciate you. She said I tell my
colleagues.
I'm
being your best friend at that point. Like,
I agree.
Touche.
I agree.
Touche. I guess it is if it's a wardrobe malfunction. Fair.
That's one thing.
It's like taking
and
it like
a
you
butt
guys,
crack is a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, because how all are right. the teachers going to tell the kids no butt cracks out and then they got butt cracks? That doesn't make any sense
exactly.
either. So you got to lead by example.
Let me back up because y'all right. Yeah, y'all right. Okay.
Honestly, the guy just needs better pants. I'm sorry. It's not even, it's fixable. That's what's so frustrating about it. Your butt crack hanging
Maybe
out.
Maybe he recently lost some weight and he ain't got new jeans yet.
You're right. You know what? You're
well,
right. Get a belt.
Your question is, did he have a belt on? Because if he had a belt on and his crack was still showing, and that's a bigger issue.
Oh, then there's no salvaging this
And
one.
We don't know. Brittany yeah. didn't put that in. She just said that she was blinded by it and that she couldn't stop looking because it was staring them in the face.
What I'm blinded I by mean, is the fact that this was a not the jerk sweet dog.
It was. She went up. She said, excuse me, sir, but your bottom is completely showing. She was nice about it. Not the jerk.
Yeah.
Not the jerk. She was
being
nice.
His best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, y'all.
DZ is hot because he does not agree.
Like, all right. All right,
so you're
fair
not
enough.
The only one. People listening, somebody's probably mad, too. Thanks for calling, Ashley.
Bye.
Good to hear from you.
Somebody said, just walk by and drop a quarter in there. He'll get the hint. You guys are horrible.
You credit card him?
You guys.
I'm not putting my card in there, man. You never getting that Aldi quarter back.
Allie from Brookfield texted and said, unless she is saying to him, crack kills or being rude about it, not the jerk, because you can come in and be helpful, too.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I've never had my butt crack show and me not know it, but okay.
Somebody said, what about women with all the cleavage hanging out? Is that different? Not necessarily, I guess. I don't know.
I guess no.
I mean,
not
if you have a problem with it, come tell me.
Not necessarily, but I'm not approaching a stranger to
no,
say that.
No, you know what I mean?
So for me, it doesn't change it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not approaching a stranger and being like, hey, my kid's staring at your cleavage. No, mm-hmm. I'm going to correct my kid and be like, hey, eyes up, eyes away. Look right, like it's mine. I take care of my own and not teach my own.
Right, right.
But this has worked out either
well,
way.
And that's also how tank tops and things can be made, and women can't help the size of their breasts a lot of the time, whereas a butt crack is pants are made to cover it. Yeah, I'm just saying.
You can't help the size of your body mm-hmm. or whether you plank or not.
True.
If your pants ain't got enough to hold
I
up
with. I have to remember, DZ's like, no, it's okay to have the butt crack out. I love you so much.
I'll keep
this.
It going. Let's move on.
Okay, we got to give away tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field, and then we're going to talk about your tattoo that you got for Elsie last night.
All right, let's
I'm
go.
I'm excited to talk about it. Are you?
I'm indifferent. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Whether we do
talking,
or don't.
Oh, we're talking about it. But first, tickets to go to Tacos and Tequila Festival. You want to hang out and watch people like Lil Jon, Paul Wall, Trina, Timbaland, the list goes on. You could be at Franklin Field Right where the Milkmen play. Mm-hmm. 76 and Rawson-ish.
Yeah, literally right there.
414-533-1037. That is the phone number. We're going to take caller. I'm going to go with 30 today.
Let's go.
You're going to Franklin Field on September 13th to Tacos and Tequila Festival. Good luck. Ah, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So Melissa is on the phone in New Berlin. Hey, Melissa.
Morning.
Hey, guys.
She was just saying our kids used to go to school together.
Same class? Oh. Same grade?
Not the same grade. Way different, right? Way far apart, right?
Way different. Just graduated, yes.
But she said she saw Owen, like her daughter said, Owen is so tall because he's 6'4".
Looks like he's about to graduate.
He's only going into eighth grade. So he's like, you can't miss him if you go to school with him. You know it's my kid.
He's tall.
he's huge. Tall. So anyway, Melissa, what are you up to this morning?
Just getting ready to work. Go to work. Boo. Just got back from a long vacation in Greece. So.
Oh, what? Okay. Well, if you were in Greece, then you better get back to work.
Hello, new friend.
Right.
Nice. Greece is on my bucket list. It's like in the top three.
Santorini, what up, though?
Oh, girl.
It's amazing.
Jealous.
You got to go.
Oof. Yeah. Where'd you go about? Yeah, for real.
Oh, we went to Naxos, Paros, and then back to Athens. It was amazing. Ugh,
I'm saying this like I've been there, but sounds great.
I'm just jealous here in Greece.
Totally jealous. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well,
but
Melissa.
Coming back to my two favorite things, tacos and tequila.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Allie and DZ.
Wow.
Oh, well,
bye, Melissa. Have a great
just
day.
Just kidding. Melissa. You're going to
talk
about the
tickets. 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
We're the ones giving the tickets away, Melissa.
We facilitate the tacos and tequila. Come on now.
No, Melissa, honestly, you have two tickets now to go to Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field. Have a great time, okay?
Boom, boom.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Great. Have a great
have
time
great
at work.
Day. Love you,
you
guys.
Too. Oh, love you.
We love you back. Look at her buttering it up at the end, like making sure we love
girl,
you.
Cordialities. Love you.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Have a great
See
day.
See you around, girl. Bye.
Bye.
That's great.
Get to work.
It is true, though. Owen is so big that I will get messages from like random moms who listen to us, and they're like, my kid saw your kid, and he's so big they couldn't miss him. I'm like, probably true.
Sounds about right.
He looks like a senior in high school. He's going into eighth. It's
sounds
creepy.
Sounds about.
And he hates sports. Welcome to my life.
He's got time.
He does. Speaking of children, mm-hmm. Yesterday was a very big day for you.
Yeah, it
and
was.
I want to talk about it. Do you need 2 minutes?
Either way.
Let's take 2 minutes, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about how you went to get your tattoo last night. I've seen it. It looks amazing for your daughter, but I have so many questions.
All right, you can
so
ask
can
away.
We talk about it next?
Yeah, no,
okay,
ask
awesome. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ got a tattoo in honor of his daughter, and we're going to talk about it next. That's all. 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So tell me everything. I mean, where do we start? Last night I was at dinner.
What do you want to know?
No, last night I was at dinner with the boys, and I was telling them about our day, and I said, so DZ got really emotional on the air today. I was really proud of him. He was very vulnerable, talking about, you know, the anniversary of the death of your daughter, Elsie.
Which just passed.
You came up on a year, almost losing your wife. You're going through the PTSD, clearly. I was explaining to them, he clearly has PTSD from losing his daughter and almost his wife. He's always scared something's going to happen to his wife.
I'm
I get it.
Out,
how scary.
Yeah.
So I said, so he was having an emotional day and he decided he wanted to go get a tattoo for Elsie. And they were like, oh. And then I looked at my watch and I go, in fact, he's there right now.
Right now.
Because I knew you had a night appointment, right?
It was, yeah.
So what happened? So he got you in.
Yeah,
you called
yesterday. He was able to get me in.
It's amazing.
And big ups, bro. I love the shop. Skin Museum over there on Oakland and Locust on the east side, right?
Right by Oakland Euros. Yum.
Right by Oakland.
Yum.
You know exactly where
it is. Oh, I know where it is. Trust me.
But yeah, I hit him up, Chris, and I was like, man, I got a really small, personal, you know, emotion-filled piece, man. And if you got any walk-ins, I know it's last minute, but let me know. I'd love to.
You looked at me yesterday and you go, I'm not going home until I get this tattoo. I need something tangible in my hand. I need something I can touch.
Yeah, I need something tangible, and that's what it's been. Like, you feel like you're grasping at straws emotionally a little bit, and talking doesn't always solve it.
No.
You know, for me, and quite frankly, I'm at that stage in the grief where talking about it does virtually nothing for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all it does is make me think about it more, which it's fine. It's part of processing, and I get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I need something just like feel, right? Something that I know, something that's for me, right? Mm-hmm. Something that doesn't have to be for anybody else. And tattoos are something that I've really had an appreciation for a really long time. And I went, man, I'd love to, you know, commemorate our daughter, Elsie, in mm-hmm. some way on my body in a tattoo. And something that kept standing out was her feet prints,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when we took her to be cremated, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, when they dropped her off, they do prints like normal for anybody that has passed. They do prints if prints are available.
Mm-hmm.
So we had her handprints, her feet mm-hmm. prints, and I'm talking about they are tiny.
They're so little.
They're little.
Like the size of a fingernail.
And I got them true to size. You know, I got mm-hmm. them true to size to the feet prints that were hers. And yeah, I got them tattooed on my body, so they're behind my ear and just like a place that I usually kind of like feel for comfort.
Yeah, like so, you put your hand. I was showing Owen and Hudson. I go, he puts his hand like this so he can touch your feet. Yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure you've seen me like sit like this, neck, and you're touching the back of my neck or like, you know, scratching it. That's how my mom used to put me to sleep as a baby. She'd scratch the back of my ear, hair area mm-hmm. right there, kind of where the tattoo is. And it's just a symbolic area because it means something to me as like a stress relief and obviously feeling the pain of the loss. That area there and having her feet prints there is just mm-hmm. a little reminder that she's always walking with me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody texted in, can we see this tattoo? And that's up to you, DZ.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to share it.
That's fine.
You know, just
it's personal.
Quite yet.
You don't have to.
It is personal, but it's also on the back of my ear, so it's not like you can't see it if you see me out
and
about.
You're going to see it if you see him in a Bucks game when he's in-game hosting and all that.
Not
Bucks
necessarily.
Season.
Not necessarily, because it's rather hidden. Can you see it right now?
No, but you have headphones on, but I saw it when you walked in. I mean, if you turn.
If
turn
I were
to the side.
You basically have to, I have to turn my head completely
You have to turn,
over.
Yeah. No, but if I'm looking at you head on, I wouldn't see
You
it.
Have to be looking at the back of my neck
yeah.
to basically mm-hmm. see the tattoo. So I'm not too worried about it. I'm not worried about people coming up to me and necessarily asking me what it is.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable speaking about my tattoos, and mm-hmm. obviously if you're, you know, willing enough to ask me what the tattoo means, and I'm comfortable to tell you, I will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you like it when people ask what your tattoos mean, or is that annoying?
I'm really indifferent. If you're curious enough, mm-hmm. I will tell you. And I
is
know for some people,
is it rude to not ask, or is it rude to ask?
It's situational.
Mm.
I'm one that will always ask. If a tattoo you have piques my interest, I'll go, oh, I noticed XYZ. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for you?
Mm-hmm.
I've had both happen to where somebody's, oh, this is, you know, it's for my mom, or it's for this, mm-hmm. or it's for this part of my life. And I've literally had somebody look me dead in my face and go, it's private, I don't talk about it.
It's fair.
And you got to respect it.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to respect the boundary
whatever
that,
they want.
That somebody sets. But I'm usually more than happy to, you know, speak mm-hmm. about my ink, what I got, and why I got it.
How many tattoos?
12?
Dude, and
now?
If you guys don't know the story about, we're talking about a serious one because it's about his daughter, but he also has a Kiss FM tattoo on the back of his leg that he got when he lost a bet at the radio station. You did it on the morning show. You lost a bet with Gibbons back in the day.
Back in the day.
And you worked on Kiss. You were also overnight. And so I've known DZ forever. He always worked in the building, even if he wasn't, you know, you didn't know him like you do now.
Yeah.
And so you came in and you got that Kiss FM tattoo. The irony that you're now on the morning show, it all worked. Thank God you got it. And thank
Pays
God
off.
You kept it. Because you got that thing on your cap, and I always forget it's there, man.
I
I'm
don't.
Always like, oh, you don't forget the
no,
Kiss FM.
No,
I forget
about tattoos all
thank
the time.
Thank God Kiss has become so prominent in your life.
You know what I mean? But no, honestly, I always had something that I wanted to do as far as a tattoo for Kiss FM.
Oh,
whether
really?
It was the actual branded 103.7 Kiss FM logo, nah, I was going to get a pair of lips or like a, you know, pair of headphones draped over them or something. This was the first place I was ever on air, regardless of if I was here or not.
Yeah, this was your first place.
It was my first radio home.
Yeah.
Literally the first place I ever did any radio work.
Sure.
Got appreciation for it.
For sure.
Right? But when the opportunity came for a free tattoo,
you were
say
like,
less.
Ah, man.
I just had to lose a bet to do it.
Well, DZ's not ready to show you the tattoo he got for Elsie, but we will show you the Kiss FM tattoo if you guys. And what he also has Thug Life on his butt. That's not a joke.
That one I won't show you.
People think that's a joke. That's not a joke.
No, it's not.
But he really does, and you're not seeing that one.
I'm a Lakeland University legend. Ask about me. Thug Life.
People know all about you.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
ask somebody.
I'm getting mine in the fall.
We're talking tattoos.
Because remember, I was going to get one that everyone was like, don't get it in the summer because you're going to be out in the sun so much. And I was like, good call.
And it's your first
and
tattoo.
And it's my first
you
one.
You want to protect it.
It's got to be just right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to fit. I still cannot decide where I want it. I'm sure I'll be getting a bunch after I get one.
Have you figured out what you want?
No.
Have you started to dwindle it down? We've talked about it before.
No, but I mean, you
can
know.
Can we talk about it some more?
Why are you trying to make this about me?
Because I'm
this
trying
about
to
you.
Get
Yo, you want to talk tattoos, huh?
No, I'm good.
Really glad that you got Elsie's feet behind your ear.
They really look good. I'm really happy with the turnout. Honestly, Chris did a great job. I now consider him and have considered him for a minute my tattoo artist. Like, he is my artist, if you will. By the time I left the shop, we had about four more tattoos planned. Yeah, the next couple weeks are going to be busy for me.
Somebody said my mom and I have matching tattoos behind our ears. It always throws me off when people just randomly in passing tell me they like my tattoo while pointing behind their ear.
I like your tat.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that now. All right.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, where should you get your first tattoo then? 414-533-1037.
Where should you get your first tattoo?
Because you're not going to pick what I get.
Where should you?
I feel like we've argued about this before, but we need to keep arguing because now it's becoming fall and I actually need to make a decision I'm going to get it.
It is about time.
It's like, I'm not kidding. It's almost time. No, I'm doing it in September or October.
I'm going to reserve my thought that I think you should get
what you think. It's same place?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
No, I'm thinking.
Are you going to say
what you said last time?
I'm pointing to it right now.
I am reserving.
Okay, we'll tell you what DZ's idea is next, and then you guys can chime in as well.
I'm telling you, I'm reserving that thought. It hasn't changed.
Really?
You
still think I should do it there?
I'm doodling ideas for you.
Stop it. All right, we'll talk to you guys next. Is this like the version of a single person looking in the mirror at themselves? Because that's what I'm doing. Like Justin Timberlake's looking at his partner. I'm just looking at myself in the mirror, literally.
I was wondering why you were singing.
Trying to decide where to get the tattoo. Like, that's why I'm looking in the mirror.
Allie talking about...
It's like in my mirror.
Whoa.
That's so funny. All right. So we're talking about DZ went and got his tattoo last night in honor of his daughter, Elsie, who passed away last year.
Finally.
You got these little, her little footprints on behind your ear, and it looks phenomenal.
If you don't know, my wife was pregnant last year. We hadn't announced it publicly. We were out of the first trimester, and yeah, we had to terminate the pregnancy because my wife was bleeding out. She was literally dying, bleeding out internally and had a rare uterine bleed, and tough times.
There is something to women and their health, and we talk about women's health, and these are examples of it where, unfortunately, you know, that was not what you...
It was not.
It was not the way it was supposed to go.
But fast forward, you know, she's healed. I have knee surgery. I'm starting to heal and bounce back, and it's like, you
know... I'm glad she's okay.
It felt like it was a good time to honor our daughter, you know, and that,
Aaron got a tattoo for Elsie as well?
She got one last year sometime, Yeah, she's had one for a while. She's got her name on her wrist. Yeah. Aww. Yeah, on her wrist.
Well, people are texting in all kinds of things about where I should get mine this fall.
Because you talking about getting tatted up.
So, DZ, I already know what you think. You think I should do shoulder.
Yeah, I think you should get a shoulder blade. It's going to, one, give you a good meaty area to work with. Two, give you a nice coverable surface area where it's like you can go big, you can go small.
But then I can't see it. That's why I don't want to do my back.
You can always see it in a mirror. You want to look at the tattoo every day, you're going to forget about it. I tell you right now, that's going to wear off.
Really? I don't care.
I want to stare at my tattoo. I've got a tattoo on my literal arm. I do not look at it unless I'm using my arm and then go, oh, yeah, that's right.
It's kind of like, okay.
It's a part of your body and it becomes a part of you. That's going to wear off after like the first few months of that first tat.
Mm.
So I'd say for the first one, don't worry about it. If you really do want to see it, sure. But it's more about getting the right piece done.
Okay.
Right? And I think the placement on the back shoulder blade gives you space and then it'll also give you a good sensation on what it's going to feel like closer to bone because of the shoulder blade.
Oh, God.
What it's going to be all like on meat because of the muscles.
Well,
and what it's
going to
be like on
crazy.
Fat, right? Because of just the skin.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones and see what the listeners think. Amanda is in Milwaukee this morning. We'll start with her. Hi, Amanda.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Where should I get the first tattoo?
Well, it depends because, first off, if it's something that symbolizes you and like strength, you want it somewhere where you can see it every day. For example, I have perseverance on my arm because of my struggles. So every day when I'm struggling, I can look at it and say, you know, I got to persevere. I got to keep going.
It's kind of like how DZ wants to be able to touch his daughter's feet.
Yep. It's a reminder.
It gives him some, you know, some calmness, right?
It's a physical reminder. Yep. It's almost like a mantra for her. If she's going, Amanda's going, persevere, persevere. Sometimes you got to read it to actually remember that you got to do it.
For sure.
Ooh, I do like that. Okay.
So it depends on if it's going to be something that's more symbolic to you or if it's something just for fun.
Okay.
And then also your pain level. Well,
are you a baby when it comes to pain,
to be,
or
but
are
I
you
think
really
I'm pretty,
strong?
I think I have a good pain level now, but I don't know.
Tattoos
we're
are different.
Find out. We're
Tattoos
find
are
out.
So different.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So if you're okay with pain, then yeah, shoulder would be fine. You got the shoulder blade.
I mean,
areas are gonna hurt.
It's not. I think that I got mentally stronger. If that makes it, you know what I'm saying. It's not mm-hmm. that physical pain. Period is mental. Is mental strength
True.
At the end of the day. If you want me to be honest,
right.
That is how you know deal with physical pain. But as I went through more in my life over the years, it's got to be a mental, you know what I'm saying?
It is a mental
thing. It's
oh,
a
yeah.
total mental thing. So
I agree with what Amanda's saying
now.
Though if it's something that you feel is meaningful, something that you want as like a reminder,
yeah.
if it's something that's more like a message to
then
you,
then put it where I can see it.
Correct.
Otherwise mm-hmm. don't stress.
Otherwise
okay.
it doesn't really matter.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh my
Whatever
God.
You if you want to hide it.
Okay.
If you don't, you don't. But
Appreciate
really, it comes
you.
Down to what it is
that
and
well,
what
we'll
it means
figure that
to,
out
you.
Later.
To you. Yeah,
okay,
thank,
well, thank
you, Amanda.
Amanda, bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Much love.
Jinx. All right, next up, Bella's in Kenosha. One of our regulars called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. So Deezy got a tattoo last night. Looks phenomenal for his daughter. And now I'm like, well, where do I get mine then?
Hi.
Bella's got a full sleeve. So I should have known she was going to call in and chime in on this. Bella.
Yeah, I got many. I'm excited for you. We've been talking about this for a while.
I feel like there's going to be 20 people there, which is fine with me. Because everybody wants to go. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go.
And Deezy, I'm so happy you finally got that done.
Thank
you've been
you.
Talking about that too. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, no, I got you. You know, soon enough for sure. Maybe
yeah.
I let it
I know,
heal up, right?
At
you
your time.
Thank you.
What do you think,
Allie? I think it depends on what you're going to get, right? Like the size.
Nobody's giving me a direct answer. They're all saying, well, what are you going
to
get?
I think
it's hard to
have to figure out what you want
before.
First.
True.
I don't think the first one's going to be very big, if you want me to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you
I'll start
see
small.
It, 'cause it's your first one.
Yeah.
That's just based on what you've
mm-hmm.
been saying.
No, it's not going to be as small as Elsie's feet. But I think it will be no bigger than like my
palm
or
size,
the wrist at the most.
That's a small, that there yeah. is genuine palm size tattoos. Mm-hmm. That's how you'll judge it. You go palm size, hand size,
yeah.
right? And then it goes up from there. So if you go palm size, I think that's a good for a first one.
Yeah.
That's the size mm-hmm. of my second tattoo, my diamonds mm-hmm. on my back. I'd say it's a little bit bigger than palm size.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can always take,
huge.
What I used to do is take like a marker or a pen and I would start drawing on me to see like, how big I wanted it or what I wanted, where I wanted
Smart.
It.
Like DZ's got one down his arm. You drew that on first?
I drew that on first. That's
and then
exactly
you looked
what
at
I
it?
And this was
Smart.
My first tattoo when I was 18
it?
Years old. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And I had drawn it on time and time and time again with permanent marker,
yep.
regular marker on my
mm-hmm.
other arm because I'm right handed. And I knew I wanted that for
yeah.
sure. No question. This is what I want.
Interesting.
You
got to okay.
visualize it.
All right. Well, watch
I like
out.
It.
The markers are out, guys. Move over.
Uh oh. Allie's bringing up the
Bye,
Sharpies.
Bella.
Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and Deezy. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I brought a special guest in for this because he owns a motorcycle. And so I felt like it was important he come in. Good morning, Ed from IT.
Good morning, Allie and Deezy.
Hi.
Morning.
Thanks
Hi.
For joining.
Of course, anytime.
I actually also wanted to know if you were the guy that road raged me and almost killed me on the road, because when you're fighting with somebody on a motorcycle, you can't see them. So it's easy for them. They have a helmet on.
Usually, yeah.
The guy had a helmet on. The guy had a backpack on. And I need to tell you what happened. And then I want everyone's feedback. Okay, ready for this?
As a motorcycle rider, you have some value. I can't give anything here. I don't own a bike yet.
Yeah.
Yet. Thank you. But yet, I can't give any
Good
advice
point,
here.
Ed. So there I am. I'm driving down the road, okay? And I get to a set of train tracks that are on a sunny slope. Not important, because a lot of people are going to have no idea what I'm talking about. But in between Greenfield and Cleveland Avenue, there is a set of train tracks.
You were through the neighborhood.
There's barely any trains on this track. Occasionally they come. Who cares? Not important. But there is also the trail, the Greenfield Trail, that bikers and walkers, and it goes for miles all the way past Moreland. This thing goes through Greenfield, the Root River.
It's parallel
that
to the tracks.
That trail goes for miles.
It's parallel to the tracks.
Thank
I know where you're
DZ.
At. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. It's okay if you don't know, Ed, but DZ
no
knows.
I know.
But he's talking, there is a pair of train tracks parallel to a bike trail.
They run together, basically, for
mm-hmm.
a while, especially over on that side of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there is this set of train tracks that nobody, because there's a set of train tracks, nobody stops to let people cross when they're on bikes and walking.
On the trail.
The people who are on their bicycles, I should say bicycles, actually, that would make this a lot better. The people on their bicycles and running and walking on the trail, they, nobody stops for them because it's right up to train tracks. So if I were to stop to let you cross, I would be sitting on train tracks. Does that make any sense, Ed, or am I confused? Tell me the truth if you're confused.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. I can't tell when he's looking at me if I'm making him more confused.
Just that blank stare in your face,
man. I don't know if you're more confused or it made sense. So nobody stops to let people go when they're trying to cross Sunny Slope.
Because it's train tracks, and at any moment a train could be coming by.
And
so
you'd be
there. Your yield to pedestrians does not matter when I'm on train tracks.
And everyone who drives down Sunny Slope usually knows this. Mm-hmm. Occasionally somebody tries to stop and thinks they're doing the right thing, and
be nice.
All they're doing is getting people stuck on the train tracks and freaking everybody out, okay?
Right.
So that's what happened to me the other day. I'm behind a guy on a motorcycle, and he clearly doesn't know how this works and that we don't stop there because he stops. And now I am the second car, so I am sitting on the train tracks, okay? So I'm just calm for like, you know, maybe 30 seconds. The guy's going, come on! The guy on the motorcycle saying, go ahead, cross!
He's holding up traffic on one side.
So the guy on the bicycle can cross across Sunny Slope, and I'm going, no, don't, I'm stuck on the tracks. And the guy on the bicycle's going, no, please, go, we don't stop. Everyone on the other side of the road is continuing to go because they know you don't stop because of the train tracks.
The cyclist is telling the motorcycle rider, no, go, you go.
And he's like, no, you go. He's on the Midwest Nice.
No, you go. You're a cyclist, pedestrian right of way.
Guess who's sitting on the train tracks while all this is going on?
You.
So I thought I was being calm for a good 20 seconds, whatever. And then I went, this is getting ridiculous. Like, this guy's going to get somebody killed.
Started getting nervous.
This guy is like, I know there's no train coming, but it's just the moral. Like, enough.
It's like a phantom ring where all of a sudden I'm hearing ding, 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 ding.
So he's making it awkward. So then finally I go, well, I'm going around the motorcycle because I'm sitting on the train tracks.
I'm not waiting here. Nope.
I'm not waiting here. So as I finally start to go around, the guy on the bicycle is like, well, it's so awkward. I guess I'll cross Sunny Slope. He starts crossing. So now I'm about to hit the guy on the bicycle, and the motorcycle guy is just sitting there yelling at me. And I'm like, I'm the one on the tracks.
Quick question.
Why are you yelling at me, you moron?
It's a two-way street.
Yes.
What are the cars on the other side of the street doing?
Going.
They're going.
They know. That
they didn't stop.
Nope.
So only your side,
only my lane
stopped because of the motorcyclist.
Which made it even worse. I thought that when the motorcycle saw all the people on the other side continuing to go, he would get the hint and go, wow, nobody stops here.
Screw it, go.
But he thinks he's being a good Samaritan and waiting for the guy on the bicycle to cross over Sunny Slope on the bike trail. But that's not how it works because I'm now sitting on the train tracks, you dummy. So I go around him. And then I almost hit the guy on the bicycle, and then the guy on the bicycle goes. So then I finally get off the train tracks, and I continue up. So now the motorcycle is on me, like he's angry at
me. They're riding you.
He's riding me, but So I'm looking at him in the mirror, and I'm like, and we all know you don't want to get crazy with people because, you know,
you never know
with people with road rage, and people are crazy.
You do want to take care of cyclists on the road, so it's like,
of course.
Not about to brake check a motorcycle,
even though
you're riding my bumper right now.
I would
now.
Never, because I don't want anyone to get hurt. DZ, don't give me that look.
You said I would never.
But you know what I did? I pulled over because he was being so obnoxious.
Smart.
So I was like, you can go around me then. Because he's sitting there with his helmet and his backpack. And all I'm thinking is, what if it's Ed from IT? All I'm thinking this whole time, because Ed's got a bike. Ed's got a motorcycle.
Second.
That's why I brought Ed from IT.
I thought you brought him in for advice. You brought him in to blame him?
No, I came in to go, Ed, was that you? So this guy comes here. So
I thought it was rules of the road. No. You just get road rage back.
So since I had pulled over to let him go around, he comes right around me. He's got gloves on, and he gives me the middle finger like a tough guy.
Whoa.
And then he sweeps around me, and all I could think was, you were the one who was in the wrong. This is so classic on the roads now. People yelling at you when they did something wrong, and they're convinced they did something right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, we don't stop to let people across Sunny Slope at the bike trail because of the train tracks. This is just how it works. And he's giving me the finger, trailing me, going off on me.
Allie, If it's the tracks.
Now I'm done with my story.
If it's the tracks and the trail I'm thinking of, does it have a yield sign?
Nobody stops there. I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm trying to think.
It does not. It does
not. I'm not justifying,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't because then we would actually stop. Nobody stops at that because of the tracks.
I only ask that because if there is a yield sign, there shouldn't be. I firmly believe there's a time and a place where the pedestrian does not have the right of way. On train tracks, on unsafe intersections,
close
stuff like that where it's too close, I'm sorry, pedestrians can wait and clear themselves because I'm in a big old vehicle that don't stop as easily and don't make lateral movements like your ankles do.
Well, this guy was so mad at me and I'm like, you're the one in the wrong. Maddening. What do you think hearing that as a motorcycle rider? Because I thought to myself, Ed from IT hasn't lived in the area a long time. He could have easily been on his motorcycle on Sunny Slope and had no idea this was how it worked and been trying to do the right thing by letting the bicycle guy go when that's not how it works.
So as
you see what I mean?
As the man who did this to Allie, yes. Ed, as the person responsible for almost killing Allie,
what if it was him?
How do you respond?
Allie, I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you. It wasn't you, was it? Because it crossed my mind.
No, it definitely wasn't me.
I was like, surely, what if Ed pulled up and realized it was me, and it was me, and like that would be a wild.
Well, that's why he flicked you off.
because he
realized it was you.
You're right.
I do have road rage. It's truly the only time I get angry. Like, normally, I'm pretty chill. But
even on a bike?
Because
people are jerks.
I'm new to riding a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. I've almost been hit a few times, and I do want to scream at people when it happens to let them know. Last week I was riding and someone cleaned their windshield and fluid just, I got mauled.
People are so
showered.
Dumb when they don't know that. You cannot do that. I only do my windshield wiper fluid when someone's annoying me or riding my tail. That's when I do it to get them off my tail.
I use the windshield wiper fluid to wipe my windshield. I'm not thinking about anybody behind me.
That
my bad motorcycle
up.
Riders.
I'm
sure this person didn't know, but I'm at the red light behind
That's
them,
the
flailing
problem.
My arms like, "What are you doing?" Like, I'm going nuts. And but I think the general rule of thumb in your situation, Allie, is just never stop on railroad tracks. I mean,
right?
Anywhere,
right?
I mean, it's crazy. And
you
this
guy made me crazy. I can't believe this guy is like screaming at me and like giving me the middle finger, and I'm the one sitting on the train tracks the whole time.
And you'd think he'd realize as a motorcycle rider, I don't think I'd want to be stuck on train tracks either.
Somebody said just because no one stops doesn't mean it's right. No. You guys, that is right. We don't stop because of the railroad tracks. Did you miss the 9-minute story I just told?
Did you not just hear us say there are certain times pedestrians don't have the right
of
way?
There's a reason we don't stop at that because of the tracks.
Anywhere else,
it would be a crosswalk and I would respect it. I always stop for pedestrians. I always stop if there's a walk. But this is not, we don't do it because of the train tracks.
To be honest with you, we've got a very, very, very similar thing where it's basically a crosswalk to get from one side of the street to the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trail, but it is a crosswalk with a yield right in front of train tracks on my side of town in Bayview. Nobody stops there. Absolutely.
Because of the train tracks.
Nobody stops there.
Somebody
because
said, shouldn't
of the
you
tracks.
Stop behind the tracks? You're so, it doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't even make sense if you, I'm telling you, I didn't even know the guy was going to stop. It caught me so off guard. That's how I ended up on the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's thinking, let me stop 7 miles back in case a bicycle comes. Like, it's not, they either have to put in, no.
It was
not
so uncommon for him to stop that him stopping made you go, what the hell is going on?
Oh, wait, somebody texted in and said, I live beside that track. Hold on. Those bikers don't even yield. My husband's on the New Berlin safety board. What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, we've got the one.
I didn't know there was someone I could call.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. They said, I'm going to bring this up and see what they can do about it.
Oh, wow.
You guys, look at me making changes.
We've affected change today.
And all I did was bring up how a guy tried to kill me.
So that's sometimes all you got to do.
Thank you. Ed, thank you for coming in. Ed's like, I don't really know
You're
what
welcome.
I did.
Yeah, I mean...
Ed was like, hey, I just provided moral support at this point.
Did I do the right thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean...
Spike Lee, did she do the right thing?
The new Final Destination just came out. That's definitely
Ed.
Probably a way someone went in that movie just sitting on the train tracks. So you did the right thing by getting out of there.
Thank you. Well, somebody said, what do school buses do before they cross? Trying to compare... Do we all want to stop at the tracks now and open our door? Is that what you want to do?
School buses...
Come on.
And or DPW, whatever vehicles, they do not count in this conversation. That is a completely different entity at this point, in my opinion, bro. School buses, sure. Some guy on a bike trying to let a pedestrian by? No.
Absolutely not. Okay, I feel better now. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right. Cops are on the way.
Wait. Your mom wrote your resume? Give me a break.
Not my mom.
Come on, 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Morning, buenos dias.
Did you know that they say that Gen Z now has their parents attending interviews and writing resumes for them? And I don't want to sound like a get off my lawn old person here, but come on, this cannot be.
Attending interviews and writing resumes.
There's this new study out that says many Gen Z workers lean heavily on their parents in the workplace, with 77% admitting they brought a parent to a job interview and 79% saying their parents communicated with managers on their behalf. Some even had parents write resumes, submit applications, or complete work assignments for them.
We're doomed.
I look at this all the time with my own kids, and I'm screwing them up. I'm doing it myself.
Let me clear my throat when I say this.
What is wrong with you?
Stop it.
And we're talking to you, parents.
Yes.
We're not even talking to the kids.
Because the kids are enabled, but who's enabled?
Bad.
Stop it.
They are so not independent.
You're going. And this, I'm sorry, this isn't on the children.
No,
you are
not.
Willingly, as a parent, going, I will go to your job interview with you, honey.
You know what this brings me back to? Do you remember when I brought up the book Anxious Generation?
I do.
About how this book encourages parents to basically send your kids out to do things. For example, send your 8-year-old into the gas station with money and make them purchase something. They're going to be really scared, but they're going to come out like, wow, I'm really proud of what I just did, and that become more independent.
Give them a little bit.
I did this with Owen Hudson. I was so scared to let them go in. I'm like watching from like at the Quick Trip. I'm like around the thing, like, oh God.
Making sure they don't get kidnapped.
Oh God, don't forget to put my loyalty number in.
I need them points.
Get them points.
Uh-huh.
But they came out more independent, more ready for life. I could see it. Something as little as that. So that book kind of encourages parents to make kids do more independent things, because we do so much for them now. It really has. We've coddled a lot, you know?
We do way too much.
I don't like how far we were left alone. Like, I feel like we were left to have no communication, no emotional maturity. A lot of us didn't learn how to communicate.
Minimal support on that aspect, for sure.
And so now we got too much. Now it's like, now we're kind of like, it's okay.
We've overcompensated, and now our kids, and some people's kids, I should say, older kids, are literally bringing your parent along like this is a stepbrother's interview.
I'm afraid of going to your interview. You bring your parent. That is embarrassing.
Are they coming in with you?
They shouldn't even be there.
Are they driving with you just for support?
You're going to go to work every day.
Are you texting them so they can help you fill out your application?
Dude.
I don't know where you need so much support. Now, I've definitely relied on my parents for support in ways of like, hey, what do you think about this? Or how would you word this differently? But I remember a time where I was the one helping my parents with their resumes.
Right.
Not the other way around.
It's so true how it's flipped around. You know what? This is like, I have a friend who got married and has stepkids. And one of the stepkids is like 16, didn't know how to do the dishes, like unload the dishwasher or anything. And she looked at him. She's like, the hell? This is what I'm talking about.
These are little things.
Like, your kids should know how to clean the house by 16. They should know how to do laundry. They should know how to do dishes. I'm not saying they should do them every day. They might be in sports. They might have a job.
Sure.
But they should know how to do these things.
This is basic knowledge on how to live a life. And if you can't simply fill out, they have templates on Word document that will literally give you a step-by-step, play-by-play on how to create your own resume. And if you can't go line-by-line and switch your education to your job experience to the years that you were there, and if you can't think in your own brain and you need to rely on mom and dad to help
it's
you out,
good.
We are doomed.
We are doomed. And mom and dad have to sit aside on that, because listen to this. I think I'm stating the obvious here when they say that parental guidance can be helpful, obviously. But direct involvement undermines the child's credibility, and then it stunts their professional growth. So if you help them, all you're really doing is you think you're helping, but you're hurting. It's one thing to go, let me show you how to make a resume. It's another to write it, drive them to the appointment. Come on.
Allie, we got IT Ed in the building right now.
Are we being insensitive, Ed?
I really hope not.
Ed's just standing here listening. Do we sound like get off my lawn right now? Tell me the truth.
Not at all.
Okay, good. Because I'll call my cousin who's 20 and be like, do I sound like an old lady? And she'll be like, yes or no.
Let me tell you right now. If Ed were to be in here and we have some technical issue and Ed goes, give me 2 seconds, I'm going to call my dad and see what he says. Get up out of here, Ed. Get out of here.
I would be like, this guy is a clown.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when you guys were talking.
It doesn't stunt your professional growth. It completely kills it. Thank you. You are now not the employee. DZ. You don't work here. Preach. Your parents do.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I paying you when I should have hired them? I didn't know this was a 2-for-2 interview. I'd rather talk to your pops.
Dude, somebody texted in and said the best thing that ever happened to me was having to do all the family grocery shopping and help pay the bills starting at 8. Well, slow down. Well,
slow the roll. Slow the roll.
Eight is a little, that's too much. But they said I had a single parent who was blind. Aw. I had a better understanding of income versus what real monthly expenses were by age 10. Well, you were working with a parent with a disability. You had a lot going on.
You grew up quicker than most.
You grew up way quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had to. So.
But that doesn't mean it didn't serve them good.
Right. They are more independent now as an adult.
They're probably far independent than most people have ever dreamed of being, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you don't go through your trauma through that, right? Having to grow up at 8 years old, I'm sorry, that does definitely
suck.
That's
crazy, yeah.
But you were given a real life perspective of the world mm-hmm. and not coddled to the degree of now you're bringing mommy and daddy to your job interview.
414-533-1037. DZ and Ed, the IT guy. We got to take calls on this and text because they're saying that...
Would you go?
Gen Z. Hell no! Gen Z parents attend interviews, write resumes... Help people with LinkedIn.
I'm sorry.
Come on, you guys. Get it together. These kids got to figure it out.
If my mom's got my password to LinkedIn, we've got bigger problems on the horizons, dog.
Ed thought that was funny.
For real, though.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. You're not writing your own resumes? Is this a joke? 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, and our IT guy, Ed, today. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Allie.
Thanks for joining us.
Special guest host, apparently.
Well, he came in. He's a special
guest.
There's
no escape.
I brought him in to ask about the guy on the motorcycle who tried to kill me, and then he stayed in here because, hello.
More like blaming him for the guy on the motorcycle.
Well, it happens. So I was talking about how they're saying that basically Gen Z has their parents help attend interviews, write resumes for them, and then it's going to cause an issue as we get older, obviously, with children's credibility. You're undermining them. You're stunting their professional growth, driving them to work on the first day. Like, come on, you guys. This is not school.
You might as well have Pampers on. I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
I would almost respect more the fact that you use ChatGPT or an AI source to help write a resume or help get you through an interview.
Before having your parent come.
Before relying on a parent. And yes. I feel wrong saying that because I'd rather rely on family than technology. Not here.
No, I actually agree with you. I agree with you because at least you're figuring it out. Even if you're using ChatGPT, you're figuring it out on your own is what I'm getting at.
You're figuring it out.
Whatever the answer is for you, you're figuring it out.
That's what it is.
And that's how you build self-esteem and become proud of yourself by accomplishing things yourself.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Mommy and daddy's money is one thing. Mommy and daddy's interview skills? Come on now.
All right. Let's go to Courtney this morning. I don't know where I wrote. Oh, I wrote it down right here. Here we go. Courtney and Tosa. Hi, Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Say hi to IT Ed.
Hi, IT Ed.
Hi, Courtney.
All right, Courtney. We're talking about this. She was born in the 90s because I asked. She's a millennial.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it was relevant to the story,
it really
right?
It is, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's crazy that they go to interviews. I mean,
right?
The resume, okay, you need a little help, whatever. Yeah, okay, which is fine. But, I mean, going to an interview is crazy. My daughter's 13, and I pound her on her Social Security number. Like, you need to know this
for
the rest of your life.
My mom did the same thing. Seriously. I learned how to balance that checkbook early.
Same. Yeah.
And, I mean, my neighbor, she's 16, and she, like, they don't learn that stuff either in school.
Mm-mm.
Like, no. I feel like they need to learn more of that.
No, they're busy learning fractions and graphs and algebra in case they need it.
Life skills.
Barely.
Life skills, like you said, Ed.
That's all on the calculator now, too, y'all. They're not teaching them skills like they used to, man.
Yeah, no.
No, it needs to, like, they need to learn more about life because, and they're so slow.
But this is the thing.
So
hold on.
Like,
that's a generalization because I know a lot of teenagers that are killing it who are successful and going to good colleges. That being said, I really feel like it's the parents, you know, at the end of the day. Those are the ones who need to stop, and those are the ones who can fix it.
Yeah, it is what it comes down to, the parent. Not
the school, it's the parent.
It's not even about being stern enough.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, no. And you were saying, like, doing the dishes and doing things. Like,
that's the kind of stuff. Come on.
Yeah. Like, kids need to do that stuff. And, it is the parents. And
going to a resident, like, I would not. I would drop my child off and leave. Well, and, like, you figure it out.
And sometimes you baby your kids. I mean, I'm a parent, so I'd be lying if I said I don't baby my children. I realized that here's a perfect example. This has nothing to do with a job, but Hudson, the other day, we were cleaning the floors, mm-hmm. and I was like, and all of the chairs were on top of the dining room table, because we only do it, like, once a year, let's be real. So we got the chairs on top, and I thought, well, Hudson, this kid's going to be 12. I'm like, he can't get those chairs off the table.
Says who?
And I look over, he wanted to eat. So what was he doing?
Getting taking all the chairs. The table.
And I looked at him and I go, oh, I almost didn't want to give you that job. I didn't think you'd be able to handle it. And he goes, I do this at school every day when we clean. I go, oh. And I felt so stupid. And I went, and there I am stunting my own child's independence by going, why can't he get a chair off the table? That made no sense. You know what I'm saying? It's so some of that's us going, what are we doing?
No, the parallels
are there.
What are
we doing?
Well,
what are we doing?
Well, they grow too fast too.
You think of them as babies, but trying to make excuses.
That's us as parents wanting to keep them as babies. And it's one thing when we're in a household. If you want to coddle your child, if you want to love up on your baby, I birthed you. That's what I'm going to do.
Right, right.
But now when it comes to you being out in the real world.
Figure it out.
And representing the family and who we are as people, we going to figure this out.
Yeah, for sure.
You do. You really do. I mean, I hope those kids figure it out in life. I mean, I'm not there yet to where my child needs to do interviews yet, but
I know who are we to talk. Yeah. We're not even there yet.
I got 10 years to go.
We don't screw our kids up while we're talking about this, Courtney.
I got 10, 12 years to go before. You know what? Let me stop.
I'm sure I'll screw it up. All right, Courtney, thanks for calling. Bye.
All right, have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Ed, you're an only child.
Sort of. To my father.
Oh,
my mom had two kids.
Did the parenting change at all, like between half or step siblings when it came to how much they did for you guys?
Oh, for sure. So, like, my half siblings are way older than me.
Okay.
And they told me I got, like, the calm down version of Erica Bradley. I thought my mom was very old school, but when they tell me stories,
you don't even,
like,
recognize her.
Super old school, like, as far as, like, the physical punishments went.
She chilled out with you.
But then my mom fostered when I was, like, 16. Mm. And now I'm seeing, like, the third era of her raising kids.
The grandma era.
Wow, they got it made. She's so chill now. So, like, it just keeps going.
It's like, almost like if you decide to have kids and they're grandkids and you go, why are my parents so nice to my kids and they treated me like garbage? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, yeah. Ed our IT guy's in here. I feel that so hard.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, foster children, they have their situation.
Yeah,
which is different situations.
And,
but then in my head, I'm thinking, like, wow. Like,
they got it good.
This version of Erica is like, where was this 15 years?
It calls her Erica. It's like how I call my dad Stan.
I could never.
I'm like, Stan.
I could never. Catalina, never.
Okay, let's go to Kelly and Waldo. We still have one more person on the phone. We're talking about how a new study says Gen Z helps too much. Their parents help too much, help attend interviews, write resumes, and we're kind of stunting their growth professionally.
It ain't even help. They're just doing for them.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. We're trying not to sound too get off my lawn.
I will. Okay.
Stop it. But what do you think, Kelly? You have kids? What do you think?
Yeah, so I have four kids. I have two older ones and then two younger ones. But I have to go to my computer geeky older one a lot and ask for help.
In reverse.
So,
you're asking the oldest one for help?
How it used to be.
This number two. And but also I just handed the older two my resume and I'm like, here you go.
That's the way it should be. Like DZ said, you're right. They should. It's like how I go to Owen and Hudson and I go, can you explain the 6-7 meme to me? Show me where it is. Let's go on the internet.
There's certain things that the kids are meant to help us. There's certain things that the parents are meant to help the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this scenario.
Not the job. They need to learn how to be independent.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kelly. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye. Marie from Milwaukee texted in. She said, I was born in 1993 and I'm from Chicago. When I was in high school, I definitely had a class that taught me how to do a resume and balance a checkbook. They need to keep up with those types of classes. I had the business class, but Owen Hudson asked me what a checkbook was. He asked what a check was the other day when I got one out to write the stupid water bill. Whoa. He goes, what's a check? And I go, of course you don't know what a check is. You're 11. Why would you have any interest in a check?
Econ might not even be a part of their curriculum anymore. Remember macro and microeconomics?
No. Do I look like I paid attention?
Oh, well.
Or did it look like I was in the class clown talking in the back? What do you think, DZ?
Never mind.
Thank you. Goodbye.